You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
It's raining so hard, like it's gonna rain all night.
That's right, rain again, and there's more cool and wet weather in the weekend ahead. Have you had enough of it yet? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He says lots of folks are sending him complaints that we're having an unusually cold and wet spring. But is that really true? We'll check the facts in just a bit. First, though, let's get the details on the weekend forecast. Cliff, is there anything but rain in it?
Well, there may be a break for a few hours, so you could look forward to that. today, Bellamy, we're going to have more rain. A warm front is moving through, and behind it, a weak atmospheric river, moisture from the subtropics. So it'll be raining most of the day today. And in fact, it'll be breezy as well. So winds from the south. Expect a wet day, but temperatures below normal. At SeaTac, we should get to 58 degrees on an average day today, but no, it's going to get only maybe to 52, 53, something like that. So definitely cooler than normal. This weekend, we're going to have this front over us for much of it. Saturday, it's going to be rainy, temperatures getting into the lower 50s. And then on Sunday, I think the front's slowly going to slide south of us, but I think there'll be a lot of showers at least through about 3 o'clock on Sunday. So Sunday is going to be pretty wet as well. Temperatures only get into the lower 50s. And then it should back off a little bit later on Sunday, but the damage will be done.
So the weekend is going to be colder than normal, you said, and obviously wet. But what about in general? Is this spring so far colder and wetter than normal, like people are telling you?
It is, but it varies where you are. Here in Seattle, we've been a little bit cooler than normal. Yesterday, by the way, was much cooler than normal. It was 7 degrees below normal. It should be 58. We only got to 51. But Seattle has been a few degrees cooler than normal. We've been a few inches above normal for the year so far. In eastern Washington, it's really been wetter than normal. A number of places have gotten 30 to 40% more rain than they normally do. So, you know, we have been wetter, we have been cooler, and we can trace this back to the La Nina situation that we've talked about many times in the past. During La Ninas, and we're still in a La Nina, we tend to have a trough of low pressure over the West Coast, we tend to be wetter, and we tend to be cooler. And so, I hate to say it, but the next week looks like a continuation of this, Bellamy. I'm looking at the long-range forecasts, and they have a trough of low pressure digging all the way down to California. So, you know, we can expect rain on and off for at least the next week, and some of it is even going to get down to California, which is getting unusual. With this low pressure and cooler air, snow will come back to the Cascades and to the mountains and even in California. So the snowpack is going to continuously increase at least through the next week.
And what about longer than that? I know it's hard to predict, but in terms of general trends, are we going to have a bad summer too?
Well, the La Nina is going to weaken out. The models still hold to that. So we're going to lose La Nina. We'll go into neutral conditions, which means the temperatures will be near normal in the Pacific. And the latest long-term models by the National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center is predicting a warmer than normal summer. Now, the scale of that is very small, but they are going for warmer than normal summer. One thing I should point out is that we have hydrological predictions of the stream flow going into the midsummer. And right now, they are suggesting that we're going to have above normal stream flow going at least into August. So the water situation is extremely good. Our reservoirs are above normal, way above normal. The snowpack is about 120% of normal. And if we put all these into our calculations, it looks like the water in the rivers will be above normal even into August.
That's good to hear. Now, what about the blob that was off the coast a couple years ago? That hasn't formed. Is that influencing the weather?
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about the blob in previous years, and the blob is this area of warm water in the eastern Pacific right off our coast. And in previous years, the blob has been pretty strong. This year, there is no blob. In fact, the temperatures are a little bit below normal of the ocean surface right off our coast. So the eastern Pacific is a little bit cooler than normal. And this is due to the fact that we've had this persistent trough of low pressure right along our coast and high pressure further offshore. So that has actually reduced cool water. And so we have the anti-blob right now. And if anything, that's causing us to be a little bit cooler than normal.
And it's probably good news for fish, so at least there's that.
That's right. You know, we had those terrible problems in 2015 with high pressure and this really warm water, and we're seeing the effects today because it takes a few years for the fish to come back. Right now, conditions are really good for the fish, so probably in a few years, we should see bountiful salmon coming back to the Northwest.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. We talk every week at this time on Skype, and you can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.